So speak a little bit about this idea that's in your book about big small towns and specifically within a congregational setting.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that doesn't ma it doesn't matter whether or not we're talking about a congregation or a community that is 100 family units or 1,750 family units. I think, you know, similarly, you can kind of have that same feeling
Right.
in both of those settings. But so
Right.
tell me a little bit about that.
So the idea of big small towns actually begins the chapter before in what I call the tyranny of the dichotomy,
Right.
right? So this is the best part, Lior, about writing books. You get to
Yeah.
come up with your own words and your own
Right.
phrases, right? And so tyranny of dichotomy is trying to get us out of these extreme ways of thinking, right? That we are living either online or on land. And part of the problem of those ways of thinking is it becomes so easy for traditional leaders to dismiss social media, right? That it's not civil, so you can't be there.
Right. It's light, it's not
It's
deep, right.
light. It's taking away from our in-person engagement. And we need to put that kind of thinking aside and say, it's not one or the other. It's an and, as you mentioned. And this is where the idea of big small towns come from, right? We are always, as far as we know, into the future, are going to be living somewhere, right? We have a home somewhere. We have a school somewhere. We hopefully have a synagogue somewhere. We need that. We need to come together. We are, somebody was saying to me a couple of weeks ago, we're hopelessly communal people. That's
Yes.
who we are, right? At the same time, most of us also are living a certain percentage of our lives online, and doing both of those things can augment one another. It's not a substitute for one or the other. And what synagogues can do by combining the two is you get the reach online, you get the light touches of being inclusive, of connecting with somebody you may not have seen for a while, of staying in touch with former members, which is a lovely thing to do. And maybe even starting conversations online that you bring on land or vice versa as a way to continue conversations and continue to learn people's stories, which I think is really one of the most important things that we need to do that we don't do enough of. Everybody has a story. It's our obligation to learn those stories and to deepen the connection that we have with people. And it will happen online and on land.